It's Sale of the Century's salute to True Romance, where our single contestants will be playing for cash and prizes, including dream dates to fabulous Rio de Janeiro, the paradise of Tahiti, exotic Hong Kong, and a romantic Caribbean cruise. And one of our contestants will win our grand prize, this exciting Ford Probe worth over $14,000, as we salute True Romance on Sale of the Century. And now here's the star of the show, Jim Perry.
Hello there. Thank you. Thank you very much. Happy to have you with us. Good to have you with us. Hope you're having a good day. Thank you for coming back as we continue to salute True Romance on Sale of the Century. Three single players here. Who knows? Could be one of these three who wins that beautiful car. It's just coming up in a couple more days. Here to introduce them, Summer Bartholomew. Hello there, Summer.
Hi.
What was that red and black?
Yes,
I like that.
Thank you, Jim.
This contestant knows the way to a man's heart isn't always through his stomach. Originally from Teaneck, New Jersey, welcome Sarah Lawrence.
Hello, Sarah.
And he went off the deep end for his date. Originally from Brownsville, Texas, put your hands together for Brian Carpenter.
Brian.
And she went on a mystifying date. Originally from Atlanta, Georgia, big hand to Veronica Davis.
Hello there, Veronica. And we'll see you later with some bargains. Thank you, Summer. Sarah, you know a way to a man's heart it isn't always through his stomach.
That's right, Jim. 2 hours after my date arrived for dinner, I was still cooking. Finally, I got so frustrated, I threw up my arms and said, "Dinner won't be ready tonight. You'll have to come back tomorrow."
Oh.
I said, "I'm not hungry."
Oh. Did he come back tomorrow?
Yeah, but he took me out instead.
Oh, good. Nice to have you here. Brian, you went off the deep end for a date.
That's right, Jim. I was turning into the driveway of a blind date one night, and I saw her house directly below me down the hill, so I headed for it. What I didn't notice was that the driveway turned to the left and back around, so I went over a retaining wall. It took two wreckers, 2 hours to get me out.
Oh. Did she go out with you again?
I never saw her again.
Oh, okay. The things you learned. Yeah. Veronica, you had an electrifying date.
Yes, I did, Jim. I used to date a repo man, and on our first date, he taught me how to hotwire a car.
Isn't that romantic now? I mean, where do you learn these things? Thank you for sharing some of your romantic secrets here with us. And we're going to share something with a winner. Lovely. This is an Exercycle with a television set, and it is worth almost $4,000. That goes to the winner of the match. It's a very nice thing. I've seen it before. It's lovely. $20 starts you all off, and let's get into the match with this. On what TV drama series would you find real-life romantics? Jill Eichen, Barry, and Michael Tucker. Sarah.
L.A. Law.
That's the show. $5 for the correct answer. Sarah goes to $25. Usually, what are you pulling apart when you say, "He loves me, he loves me not"? Sarah?
A daisy.
A daisy, a flower? Sure, that's right. I think you're even more specific than we need, is there? You're right for another $5. What sport are you and your boyfriend watching if the scoreboard reads no hits, no runs, no errors? Brian.
Baseball.
Man, sounds like one of your dates there, Brian, with a brother. You had $5 to $25. To cheer up a gloomy lover, you might remind him that every cloud has, Brian?
A silver lining.
That's the lining. You've tied Sarah for the lead, yes. On a camping trip, you and your boyfriend might sit close together and toast what sweet, fluffy confection, Sarah?
Marshmallows.
Marshmallows it is, and with that, Sarah goes into the lead. Oh, great time to be in the lead. Player in the lead can buy bargain merchandise. Sarah, $5 lead over Brian. Something very nice. This could be yours.
Sarah, lose yourself in the classic romance of Gone with the Wind as often as you wish on a 13-inch portable color TV with direct access remote control, with a VHS 14-day four-event video recorder with 13-function remote control furnished by Sharp. It's normally priced at $799, but today on Sale of the Century, it's yours for only $5.
Wow, very nice. TV, VCR, $799.
I love it.
Yeah, well, just $5. I didn't hear Summer mention about throwing in the Gone with the Wind videotape, so let me give you $100 in cash to go with it. You'd be in a tie with Brian going once and a buy. TV, VCR, $100 in cash. $899 bargain. She was honest. I love it. It cost you just $5. We'll knock it off. Enjoy all that, Sarah. You and Brian in the tie. Veronica, you're just 10 behind. Don't be discouraged. The Oscar-winning love theme, Take My Breath Away, was featured in Veronica.
Top Gun.
That's the film, and Veronica gets going. She's at 25. In what southern state could you and your date watch the races at the Daytona Speedway? Brian.
Florida.
Florida's right. Brian goes into the lead.
What famous entertainer talks about daughter Carrie and ex-husband Eddie Fisher, Brian?
Debbie Reynolds.
And Debbie, my life, Debbie Reynolds today. Gotta get it out there. Brian gets a $10 lead. Speaking of $10, $10 money card up on the board with a fame game, and we're looking for the identity of a famous person. Person. Get that person, you get control of the board. I am an actor whose current romance is one of Hollywood's most talked about. I was born in Missouri in 1949. Veronica.
Don Johnson.
Well done. Very quickly down there, too. Yeah. Veronica, you've got control of the board. $10 money card. Where is it?
It's behind the number three.
Well, good luck, Veronica. I thought you were
jumping. $10 money card. Now!
No, lands on number six, and she gets...
It's raincoats. Misty Harbor's latest in rainwear. Fashionable zip-lined raincoats to keep you in style in good weather or bad. Furnished by Misty Harbor.
Worth well over $500. That should be nice, Veronica.
Yes.
Yours to keep, no matter how you finish in the game. I didn't want to interrupt Veronica's concentration there. She was ready. Well, we'll be back to the match and more of True Romance right after this commercial. Come on.
Century.
I'm thinking, Don, before we get back, just a reminder, just three more shows, and one of our single players is going to win that beautiful car as we come towards the end of True Romance. Now let's get back with this match. Brian with a $10 lead. Brian at 40, Sarah at 30, Veronica at 25. This Christmas, you might buy your boyfriend some pajamas made from this warm wool. Veronica?
Flannel.
Wool and cotton fabric woven with crisscrossing lines. Beautifully done. Flannel it is. You catch Sarah for a second. According to the title of the Stevie Wonder hit, What Did I Just Call to Say? Veronica?
I just called to say I love you.
I thank you very much. And you go to 35. A fortune teller might predict you're headed for a big romance after reading what special, Sarah?
Tea leaves.
No. Oh, okay, wait, one more word, I bet. Special deck of picture cards, tarot cards. Cost you five, Sarah, down to 25. To surprise your boyfriend, you buy some silver hatchets, neon tetras, and guppies to put in the tank. Brian.
Tropical fish.
That's what they are, Brian, the 45. Yes. Neon tetras. Brian's got control, and Brian, you've got a $10 lead to Veronica. I think you might like this.
Brian, the man who wears this prize will get all the looks in a beautiful jacket. Individually fashioned and designed, man's natural fur bomber jacket with zippered front. From Dicker and Dicker... It's normally priced at $1,895, but today on sale of the century, just for only $10.
Well, that's very nice.
Beautiful.
It really is.
I have relatives in Vermont and friends in New York and Boston. I could wear it when I visit them.
$1,895 worth. Cost you $10, you'd be in a tie with Veronica.
I'm just really worried about my lead.
Okay. How about making it over $2,000 bargain by giving you $200 cash to go with it? You got it. Enjoy the coat.
$200
cash. Sales surprise goes with it, Brian. Great job. Way to go. Beautiful jacket. He said he liked $200 of my money and a surprise of an additional $600 more in cash. Congratulations. $2,695 bargain for just $10. Yeah, that'll look good. We'll knock it off, and that score looks good now. Veronica and Brian in the tie. Sarah's just 10 behind. In a 1941 movie, Jane Wyman and Regis Toomey did this on screen longer than any other couple. Brian.
Kiss
is right. Brian goes back into the lead by five. Now, our staff in finding these things for True Romance, where else would you find these? In the movie, You're in the Army Now, Jane Wyman and Regis Toomey kissed for 3 minutes and 5 seconds. That is the longest screen kiss. What type of romantic vacation do we associate with the names Princess Sitmar and Royal Viking?
Brian. Cruises.
Cruises is right. Brian's got that 10 right back. If he's a big spender, your boyfriend might buy you a bracelet marked with the symbol PT. What valuable metal? Brian.
Platinum.
Platinum is the metal, and Brian making a strong move to 50. Yes. An unscrupulous lawyer who seeks out accident victims is sometimes said to be what kind of chaser? Sarah.
Ambulance.
Ambulance chaser. There you go. Sarah back to 30. All right. Talking about lawyers and ambulance chasers, Brian was talking about being back east. I was back east recently, and it was very cold. It was so cold that I saw a lawyer with his hands in his own pockets. We'll be right back. And back once again to our salute to True Romance. Brian's taking up the lead now at 50. Veronica at 35. Sarah at 30. Back to the fame game. Another money card up on the board worth $15. And this time we look for a famous place. I am a western city
whose name is part of a song hit of the 1940s. Pueblo Indians lived in my area before Spanish colonists arrived and founded a settlement with a name that translates into the Royal City of the Holy Faith of St. Francis. During the eight... Veronica.
San Francisco.
Incorrect. Took a chance. Out of the rest of the question, you stay at 35. We'll clear it. Continue for Sarah and Brian. During the 1800s, I was the western terminal of a famous trail. When New Mexico became a state, in 1912, Brian...
Santa Fe.
I was named the capital, yes. Song was the Atchison, Topeka, and the Santa Fe, of course, in the 40s. Brian's got control again of the $15 money card. Where is it?
It's the end of number 8.
Actually, this is the first time you've had control of the board here,
yes,
isn't it, Brian? Good luck.
Thank you. $15 money card, now!
Hit the buzzer.
Oh, I'm sorry. $15 money card, now!
No, he lands at number 4, and he gets...
It's a clock. Pulaski Ridgeway Ratcliffe Clock. Rootwood finish on selected hardwood. Chain movement Westminster chimes. Big Ben hour count. A masterpiece of elegance furnished by Pulaski.
Beautiful. Now...
And that was, that's worth over $1,000, and that's a fitting prize, because you need it there, Brian. You are sure. See, you got to hit the buzzer to stop it.
Right.
Now doesn't do it. Let's get back with this for the three of you. Which U.S. president was affectionately called Bunny by his loving wife, Jackie? Brian.
John Kennedy.
I didn't know that. Kennedy called John F. Kennedy Bunny. And Brian goes to 55. In what romantic miniseries set in Australia did Rachel Ward get Richard Chamberlain, Ryan?
The Thornbirds.
To break his priestly vows, it was indeed the Thornbirds. Ryan, make him a strong move in the 60s. According to the Bible, this warrior king had Uriah killed so he could marry his beautiful wife, Bathsheba. Sarah.
David.
David is right. You've tied Veronica for second place. But Ryan, with the instant cash, you have the lead. I was hit on the last show, and of course, throughout True Romance, we've got two boxes with $100 bills, and one of them worth a very nice sum, $2,000. Cost you the amount of your lead if you want to go for it. Right now, you have a $25 lead over Sarah and Veronica, so it would cost you that lead for a shot at $2,000, Brian.
Jim, that's awfully tempting, but $25 is an awfully big lead, and I'm going to play it safe.
All right, going, no sale. Of course, what Brian undoubtedly remembers, too, at the end of our Salute to True Romance, the three highest scorers are going to come back and play off for that car. That should be great coming up in just a couple of shows. I know a lot of you play along at home, so let's see where it was. It was in number 3. Number 3. Brian smiling happily. Not the one you wanted, huh?
No.
Okay. Well, it's going to be try to catch Brian time right after we take time out for this commercial. That's pretty good size lead to give up. Before we get back to the match, if you haven't been with us for our Salute to True Romance with our single players, the three highest scorers will be coming back, just three more shows, and they will play off, and the car goes to the winner. So that should be exciting, and having a good score becomes important, and Brian might have had that in mind when he wanted to hang on to that lead. Right now he's at 60, Sarah and Veronica at 35. In his book called Time Bends, he talks about his life as a playwright and his marriage to Marilyn Monroe. He's author, Veronica.
Norman Mailer.
No, again, you said author. Miller. Arthur Miller was married to Marilyn Monroe. Cost you 5, Veronica. Your boyfriend's having trouble coping in Copenhagen because you're not there with him. What country, Veronica?
Denmark.
That's the country, and you're back to 35. Yes. As a present for his beloved wife, Francisco del Giocondo hired Leonardo, Brian?
For the Mona Lisa.
That's right. Leonardo da Vinci to paint what famous portrait, Mona Lisa or La Gioconda? As a matter of fact, Brian is 65. Well, Sarah and Veronica, you might need a big $25 money card going up on the board. Three of them to shoot for, and a famous person. I am a notorious figure born in the Midwest in 1847. Grew up on a farm. During the Civil War, my brother and I joined several Confederate guerrilla bands, then went into business for ourselves. Frank and I teamed up with Brian.
Jesse James.
Yeah, brother Frank. Got to be Jesse James. Brian gets that all-important control. $25 money card where,
son? It's behind number 1.
All right, we lock into your buzzer now, and you're the one who stops it with hitting
right.
That buzzer,
got
Brian.
It.
Good luck.
$25 money card now.
Well, he hits a $10 money card. All we had to do is just tell him how to do it. He gets a $10 money card. Added to his score. And as I say, every dollar is so very important. And a lot of dollars on the line, plus that beautiful extra cycle with the television worth almost $4,000 as we finish up the match with the speed round. May I have 60 seconds on the clock? Brian is 75, Sarah and Veronica both at 35, but a lot of questions. We start the speed round now. And what hit movie did Dudley Moore fall madly in love with Bo Derek? Veronica.
10.
Right. What kind of creatures would you need to take your bride for a ride on the bridal path?
Sure, of course.
Right? In the fairy tale, Snow White was awakened by a kiss from Prince
Charming.
Right. A romantic getaway to what eastern city would include a trip to Greenwich Village?
Sarah. New York.
Right. In a popular old tune, Daisy Bell looks sweet upon the seat of...
Right? Bicycle built for two.
Right. On a date, how much of the bill do you pay if you're going Dutch?
Friends. Half.
Right. In her bestseller, By Myself, what actress wrote about her happy marriage to Humphrey Bogart? Veronica.
Lauren Bacall.
Right. Considered an aphrodisiac by some, what shellfish is often served Rockefeller style? Veronica.
Oysters.
Right. To impress your boyfriend's parents, read the book Etiquette by Emily...
Sarah. Post.
Right. Rob Reiner's 1987 hit film about a lovely damsel in distress is called... Veronica.
Princess Bride.
Right. At a romantic restaurant, you might be serenaded by what instrument designed by Stradivari? Right.
Violin.
Right. In what European country could you take a romantic retreat to the Isle of Capri? Set. Time is up, and Brian has won it. Congratulations. Back to the new champion here in a moment. First of all, time ran out, and Sarah, I know you knew it, right? The Isle of Capri is Italy. That was the one we ran out of on time. Got to say goodbye to Sarah and Veronica, but no one goes home empty-handed. Matter of fact, Sarah, you did very well with the color TV, the VCR you said you wanted, and with the cash in front of you and another $100 in cash, you are at $949, Sarah. Congratulations. Thank you for joining us. Veronica, you got the raincoats as a memento, and with the cash in front of you, you are well over the $600 mark. Thank you for being here as well. But today belongs to Brian Carpenter, and Brian, as we congratulate you, I think you'll like this. This is very luxurious. Don, if you will.
Well, Brian, exercise till your heart's content with this exercise bike, a fun way to fitness, a variable resistance aerobic cycle with a television and AM/FM radio built into the bike's console. Furnished by HeartMate, this prize is worth $3,995.
Very nice. I think you'll enjoy it. Now, Brian might enjoy $5,000 as he joins me to play the winner's big money game. Come on, Brian. Well, you won with a big score. Congratulations.
Thank you.
So, we'll find out about that a little later. Right now, let's take care of business. And taking care of business means you're playing the big money game right now for $5,000.
Great.
And here we go. Three envelopes, red, yellow, or blue. Which one do you want to play?
I think I'll go for the blue, John.
All right. Solve four puzzles in 20 seconds, and the $5,000 is yours. Now, come on, we want to give it away. Remember, the clock starts when the first word of each puzzle is revealed. It stops when you hit that plunger to give me an answer, and you've got control over that. So stop it as soon as you know it, and then you've got to give me an answer right away. So good luck. 20 seconds on the clock. Brian, we're all with you now. And the clock starts now. Bandit led little... Yes?
Robin Hood.
Little John, Friar Tuck. Yeah. I thought you might wait for the John, but good job on that. And that puts you a little bit ahead with your first correct answer. Stay on that pace and you've got it. Let's take a look at the next puzzle now. California cities. Beautiful downtown. Yes?
Burbank.
That's right. Carson Joe Burbank right here. At the halfway mark, 11 seconds. You remain a little bit ahead. Good job. Stay at it. Brian, let's take a look at the next one now. Sinatra's former wife, Woody Allen's girlfriend.
Pass.
Okay, pass. Mia Farrow. Mia Farrow. Thought you might get that one, but you wisely passed. Now you really got to get some instincts. Let's take a look at the next one now. Country where Gabor... where Goulash come from?
Hungry.
Yeah, didn't... You just didn't know Mia Farrow, right?
I didn't know Mia Farrow.
Well, there's nothing you can do about that, but you can't feel too bad. I've got some really good news for you, and I'll give you that, and you at home, right after this commercial timeout. Yeah, if you don't know it, just say, well, okay, that's it. I didn't know that. Yeah, a lady once said, and I think it was a lovely thing she said, back with our champion here, Brian Carpenter, and that's right, we thought you got the exercise, like, which is really wonderful. That's a nice thing. But you also got that coat that you wanted.
Beautiful.
You got some cash, so you've got a great total, and as I've been mentioning, the three highest scorers come back in just three more shows, and they play off for the car. Brian, with that $90, you've now taken over first place. So that means with two more days to go before the final, you absolutely, positively will be back here as one of the three to try for that car. So we'll see you in a couple more shows. And when Brian comes back, he'll be coming back with a good total for the day. $7,745 on the sale of his entry. Bye for now. Congratulations.
of the Century stars Jim Perry. This is Don Morrow speaking.